Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 2, we were talking about Nebuchadnezzar's demand for the wise men to tell the dream, as well as the interpretation of his dream. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And that takes us into verses 8 and 9 here of Daniel chapter 2. And there we read, "The king answered and said, I know of a certainty that ye would gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me the interpretation thereof." Well, again, Nebuchadnezzar might know what the dream was, but he wants to be sure that the interpretation is accurate. And to do that, they need to be able to tell him the dream. Then he could trust them to give him an accurate interpretation. Now, maybe before he's gone through this, we don't know. And they gave him an answer that made him feel good, but then later he found out what they said didn't really come true. So, here in verses 8 and 9, Nebuchadnezzar simply reiterates that he's not going to change. I've already decided this. So you better tell me what the dream is and then tell me what the interpretation is. He lets him know, hey, look, you're not fooling me. You're not pulling the wool over my eyes. You're going to try to gain the time because you've prepared. Prepared has the idea of that you'll get together and devise an interpretation to try to pacify me. Now, isn't it interesting that Nebuchadnezzar knows the character of these men? Nebuchadnezzar does not think of, where would I be without them? Rather, it is, where would they be without me? Now, unfortunately, Nebuchadnezzar has a tendency to think of himself as God. And before his life is over, he'll see that he is not God. He'll see that God has put him in his place, and that God puts in some men and takes down others, and he'll realize that God is the sovereign. And so he decides, thinking that he's somewhat like the sovereign, that he's going to make this demand because this is the only way he can be sure. Sometimes we as Christians have the idea, boy, the Lord needs me. This church couldn't make it without me. How could this be successful for the Lord's work if I'm not part of it? And I think sometimes the Lord has to allow us to stumble and fall and even take us out of the picture for us to learn that God can set up and take down whom he will. Now remember, Philippians 4:13 promises, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But if I think that I'm doing something in my talent, in my abilities, in my power, and my strength, then I'm going to fall flat. And so Nebuchadnezzar looks at these men, and he deduces they would be just like that palm reader who lives in a run-down little mobile home or shack. And people go and pay them money in order to find out how to get rich and successful. And it doesn't dawn on them that that poor person is living in poverty because they didn't know how to be rich and successful. Well, Nebuchadnezzar shows us that power is corrupted in a man who is not saved or submitted to the Holy Spirit of God, especially when he's given the power of world dictatorship, as what Nebuchadnezzar has. And so with this great power, he is also corrupt, and the power is corrupted. Now, again, without submission as a Christian, you will corrupt whatever power God allows you to have. You see, you can get saved and have a dedicated Christian life, give your all to the Lord, and you find that God gifts you for certain things. And somewhere down the road, all of a sudden you're not walking with God like you once did. And personal relationship, that personal devotion, that personal meditation seems to go, and it's hit and miss. And before too long, your service for the Lord is somewhat like a ritual in which you go and you teach that class, you drive that bus, you do what you're supposed to do, and you're doing it in the power of your own strength. And as a result, although God may have given you a teaching ability or some other ability, now you're handling that power as if it is something you made and devised. And now that power that was given to you in purity is corrupted. My friend, what is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you keeping it pure? Now, Nebuchadnezzar is going to learn that the Supreme God is greater than all humanity in total. You see, Nebuchadnezzar had to see the insufficiency of human counselors and mentors. Nebuchadnezzar will hear from Daniel that it's God who gives the interpretation. It's God who reveals the dream. And Daniel will do his best to let Nebuchadnezzar know for sure that, hey, it comes from God. As a matter of fact, when Belshazzar is in control and in power, Daniel will have to tell him somewhat the same thing, that his answer is going to come from God. And in this light, on the one hand, Nebuchadnezzar is learning that he can't trust in men. But on the other hand, he must also learn of his own nothingness and ignorance and realize that it is God who sets up men while he removes others. Now, my friend, if you or me, if we're going to have anything that we do that's worthwhile for God and is in accordance to the will of God, we must learn the poverty of our own resources and powers and talents and abilities so that we learn to totally lean on those everlasting arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that takes us into verses 10 and 11 of this text. And there we read, the Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there's not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king or lord nor ruler that asks such thing at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requireth. And there is none other that can show it before the king, except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. Well, these men are now confessing their own limitations. Isn't that interesting? I don't think they would have done anything like that had the crisis not come to their life. Aren't we reminded of Revelation chapter 6, when men who have flaunted God and acted like they don't need God suddenly cry out for the rocks to cover them, the mountains to cover them and hide them from the face of him who's coming as their judge? Well, here are these men now who've occupied positions of importance in Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom. These are men of renown. But now, we're seeing the total humanity of them and the total commonness of them. But they also acknowledge only God can do this, which is a good thing. Because you're not only realizing that only an Almighty can do this, that if Nebuchadnezzar is going to get an answer and get this thing, it's going to have to come from the Almighty. And my friend, Almighty God is greater than any human. Now, they tell Nebuchadnezzar, God's dwelling is not with flesh. But you and I know different. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. Well, that just tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. So whoever the Word is, that Word is Almighty God. And in John 1:14, he says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Whoever that Word God is, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so we know that Jesus Christ became God Almighty in the flesh. Why? Well, John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 tells us that God is a spirit. Jesus had always existed in eternity past, but he left that eternity to come to this earth to die for the sins of all man. No other man could do it because we were born with a sin nature. You and I, we have human fathers. We descend from fallen human nature, but not Jesus. And so, being the firstborn of Mary, and she would have other children later by Joseph, but this first child, Mary's a virgin. And God conceives this child in her because his spirit enters into her and begins to form this flesh. And this child is Emmanuel, God with us. And so he comes to this earth, and then he lives 33 and a half years without sin, but all he was tempted by the devil. But there was nothing within Jesus Christ that could give in to temptation. However, he had to suffer the fullness of it. Now, for example, sometimes we go on diets, and one says, we can't eat that big, thick piece of chocolate cake anymore. Well, there's a big piece of chocolate cake there. There's a whole chocolate cake. Boy, it looks delicious. One finally gives in to the temptation and eats the chocolate cake. Well, he's no longer under pressure. He's given in to the pressure. The one that doesn't give in to it and doesn't eat it still has that pressure there. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.